I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
You're listening to Hacker Voice Radio with Bilal, and guess who it is?
Guess who's back?
Glad it's back.
Well, I'm not back yet, but I am calling in for another fine show of Hacker Voice Radio.
Yes. And it's been unexpected. I just saw a message from you, and I thought, I'm going to give this guy a call. How is the weather over there?
The weather in New York is very overcast, very grey, very dull, right, and yet as hot as hell.
Oh.
I mean, it's so flipping humid out here, it's crazy. You look out the window and you think, it's just a normal day.
Yeah.
The kind of day you'd get in England.
Right.
Yeah, it's grey. So you go out in a t-shirt, and then you start sweating your nuts off, basically. It is insane. I don't know how they deal with it, but they are very well prepared over here.
Right.
Because they just seem to take it on the chin, and one minute it'll be really hot, sunny, then it'll be overcast, and next minute it'll be pissing with rain. With about 1 second's notice, it'll just, the skies will open, and then everyone pulls out a brolly, you know, the size of a lightsaber, and it just opens up into a massive umbrella, and everyone's fine apart from me, who's wandering around going, I don't know how they do it, but they are very well-prepared people, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, how have you been travelling?
By foot.
By foot, okay. What?
That's why I've got a shitload of plasters on my feet, and blisters the size of Brooklyn, baby. But, yeah, because I don't know how to use a subway yet. I've only been here a few days, so maybe I'll get around to that. It is a very logical kind of thing where all the streets are numbered for the most part, and the avenues are numbered and they crisscross, so you're on the corner of 52nd and 3rd or 111th and 9th and shit like that, and you can kind of figure out where you need to go. So I've just kind of wandered around like that. I did get absolutely lost the other night, and I was only 5 streets away from where I lived. But I was pissed out of my brain. So I was actually wandering around talking to a tramp, and he was just talking really, really drunk and just saying, and I was pretty flipping drunk as well. But I thought, that sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe I'll just make up words as well. So I just decided to say to him, and he seemed to understand it.
Wow.
So he was nodding and agreeing with me and pointing at me and going, and I went, for about 20 minutes. And then I got scared and I hid in the doorway until he'd gone off. And then I ran away. And in the end, I didn't know where I was. I knew where I needed to be, but I couldn't figure out what was going on. Yeah. So I jumped in a taxi and I gave him the address of the hotel. And the guy just said, that's over there, that's on the next street. So I said, well, fuck it, take me there anyway. So I paid like the minimum fare,
because
he took me about 200 yards.
I've had that happen to me before, and they get very confused.
Yeah, they don't like that. But he did it anyway, bless him.
Cool.
So I got back all right. So what's been going on back in the UK while I've been away?
Well, I went to the mid-month 2600 meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit of work.
At the secret hidden pub?
Yeah, the secret hidden pub, of which took us about 20 minutes to find, so we came half an hour late.
Dope.
And just a bit of work, a bit of stress, and that's about it.
Everyday kind of thing, basically.
Yeah.
Work and stress and hacking.
Yeah. Work, stress and hack. Goes together. Although I'm quite happy about my laptop. I'm really happy with being able to do what I want, when I want, sort of thing. With the right kind of operating system.
So that is going now, and it's all going cool and working.
I'm getting used to compiling programs now and stuff like that, doing stuff from scratch, so it's not bad.
Takes a bit of getting used to.
It does.
I've had kind of fits and starts with Linux or Linux, depending how you want to pronounce it. I'm always going to say Linux.
We actually have a recording of Linus Travolta, who it was actually... in the first kernels, there was somewhere a folder somewhere with him saying how he pronounces it, and he goes, this is Linus Travolta, or whatever, he does this weird accent anyway, and I pronounce Linux as Linux. So I thought that was kind of cute.
Didn't Kissick say that there was a quote of him somewhere saying he wants to, Linus Travolta's saying he wants to cut people's throats out if they pronounce it wrong.
Something along those lines.
Well, I hope I never bump into that guy.
Oh, and also, I did a bit of recording as well, because there's always some interesting, colourful characters.
Cool.
So, yeah, we had a little three-way interview between the guy that was there and me and Kissick, so it was good.
Nice one, man.
Yeah. There's always when we go, something happens, you know, it's unexpected.
Yeah, that's it. Meetings like that, you always get to talk to interesting people of a like mind, and you always learn a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea to always have some kind of recording equipment with you ready. Otherwise, you're going to come back on the show, or I would, and just say, oh, there was this guy, can't remember his name, and he was talking about this thing, and I can't describe it as well as he said it, and, but if you ever meet this guy, he's cool, and he knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can record it, it's fantastic.
We will be playing
some of
it.
We'll be smart people out there.
The thing is, if you're expecting structure and organisers...
wrong show.
We've never seen any kind of person that's there. Always people come up to us and they go, oh, are you the organisers? Because obviously I've got fucking headphones on my head and a microphone and a laptop. So they instinctively think that we're sort of superior. But there is no organiser.
There's not?
No. We haven't seen somebody that runs the website or anything at all. They haven't replied to my emails, so fuck knows.
Well, somebody's selling t-shirts. The London 2600 new t-shirts. So
there's got to be someone, but they're either very
shy. Yeah, somebody's making a dollar off it.
Yeah, they're either very shy or, I don't know.
Invisible.
Or invisible, yeah. Maybe they're just like invisible and you can't see them at all.
Like a predator.
Yeah.
God, those weird noises still scare me.
Oh, look at this.
Oh?
There's a change on the website. No, there hasn't. There isn't. Something happened. There was something about a curfew for under 16-year-olds.
Yeah, you get that. The page starts to load and then it kind of loads into another one.
Yeah.
It goes on about the curfew that's been there for a while. So.
But the strange thing is that nobody... I mean, on the website, they've got all the stuff about it, but people update it regularly. But there's nothing... Let me just see if there's anything in the report of the 1st of July. Yeah. They've got, like, identity cards. Wait, is this first Friday, July 1st? Yeah.
When did we go? Was it July or August?
It would be August, wouldn't it? Let me just see.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Let's see if they've got any reports, because if they do, then it was just those two guys talking.
Yeah. This is what I talked to my buddy about. Screw everyone else.
Yeah. So, yeah. God, it's pathetic, isn't it?
If that's the way it normally goes down, then yeah, and it needs a good shake-up and some organisation, because there were a lot of cool people there who were kind of just hanging around and waiting for this thing to start. And once something did happen, everyone was coming at all these different topics from different angles, and it really worked really well. But there was a lot of time dicking around, which... You know, would be better spent just talking about what we all love and what we all went there for. So, yeah. organisation would be cool.
Sure. But, the Rats blog, the Street Fighters, other than to structure a meeting, on the way to the meeting I saw this on a pub window, not... There's nothing here. It's like
nothing just, from the August.
Just
right?
Something about yeah, there is about the August, but it's just somebody's blog and talking about what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. At the Trocadero Center, where the meeting starts, a group of 15 Algerians turn up and ask if the meeting if they like open source and programming. They got told that it was a bit of a general question and they left. At the security where meeting starts, a group of 15 Algerians turn up and ask if to the meeting if they like open source and programming, and they got told that it was a bit of a general question and left.
15 Algerians?
There weren't any 15 Algerians.
Hell no.
No. There were two guys there.
I don't think we had 15 people in the entire group.
There were two guys there who turned up and then left.
Yeah. The guys who everyone thought was organising it and who claimed to have been there before many, many times and even had a copy of 2600, who everyone thought was in charge and then buggered off, leaving the rest of us just going, now what?
Sure.
They're the only
the other things
guys
they,
I saw go.
Yeah, the other things they apparently discussed was human growth hormone replacement therapy, aviation law concerning flight low altitude microlights over the sea and across England, house rendering with a question mark, lock picking devices, and using Tor from exit points to restrict firewall access to servers, and using onion routing, and that's about it apparently. I'm saying apparently because
I must have blinked and missed all that.
Yeah, I must have missed those 15 Algerians, seeing as we were there for a good hour.
Yeah. Us and the other dozen people who were there going, now what?
Yeah.
Must have all missed that.
I'm going to write my own report and email it in and say, 1830, now what? 1835, what the fuck are we meant to do?
Have we started yet? Yeah. Where do we go?
1900 hours. Okay, let's just fuck off. Yeah, I think we should just set up our own meetings, because at the end of the day, we'll just fucking take over and organise it. You know, that's what I had to do, so fuck it.
Yeah. I've actually just found the London 26 meeting on Friday the 5th of August 2005 report you were just talking about. Yeah, the Reverend Rat has done a meeting report.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is one of the guys who was with us and
fucked off.
It's just something he was talking about with different people.
Hmm.
Or somebody's just made it up.
Hmm. No, I don't think they've made it up.
I don't remember anyone calling themselves the Reverend Rat, but I didn't get everyone's handle, everyone's email. So I can't be certain, mate.
Sure. Although I know that there was somebody that talked about open source and something happened, I know. Somebody did go up to them and talk to them, but the thing is, that blog was only started. When did that... Let's see if there's any more information on this guy.
Well, this report here says it was the 17th of August.
Yeah.
So that took a while to post.
Hmm.
Weird.
Yeah.
15 Algerians turn up. What? No way.
No way. I was there. Are you were there? Fucking God knows what. It was quite funny because when I was making my way to the pub, I took the underground, and apparently so did Kiss again his friend. I still don't know his name. I should maybe find that out next time. Anyway, when I got there, I saw them at the end of the platform waiting for the train. So what I do is I walk up behind him and go, and I go, "The black crow flies at night." And he turns around and he's like, oh, fucking, there you are. And I'm like, all right, mate, how's it going? And we start talking about, you know, his laptop, and we start talking about OS X86 and stuff like that. And like, loads of people just like turning their heads and shit.
And, I thought you'd going to put your mobile phone into his back and say FBI.
Yeah. Now you've just given me ideas.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, probably. And another thing that we, well, I kind of decided on was to drop the bitrate of all the recordings to 96.
Cool, man.
Because I thought 112 was a bit too high. And it sounds around the same anyway, the quality is nothing much, so it just brings the size down a little bit.
Yeah. We'll do a crappy low re-encoding, like you said before, when we can, and then people have got a choice: listen to it as it's meant to be, if you've got the bandwidth, or listen to it and sacrifice a bit of quality.
Sure.
But you know, be able to download it in less than a week, or you know.
But we do need to find a dedicated server to host the episodes on, because we've literally run out of space. I think I'll only be able to just upload this episode and that's it.
I can't believe we've filled it already.
Yeah, well, the last night's episode was 2 hours with me, Ionix and Scoby. So yeah.
I've got to actually download that. I won't do it while we're recording because I'm not sure what kind of bandwidth I've got.
No, because I ran out of space. It was like halfway through and it said you've reached the this quota. So I thought, fuck, that sucks, anus. Is that your mobile on?
Hell yeah.
Probably.
Can't be mine.
No, you don't have one.
Mine's not on.
So it's got to be mine. Oh yes, it's mine. Wow.
Excuse me while I just have a coughing fit.
Okay.
Right, I think that's got it. I did do that on mute, by the way. I'm not the world's quietest cougher.
Wow, that was weird.
Yeah.
Whoa, it was like you've turned into a woman for... Did you hear that?
No.
It was... you've got to listen back to this. It's like...
Yeah, that was just my fake girly little cough.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just some weird electronic fuck-up.
No, that was just me doing impressions. It's just the one I did before then was on mute, and that was a real terrible... I smoked too much and... Yeah. God, I need a lung transplant kind of cough. So,
Yeah, I do go through too many cigarettes.
Yeah.
Especially, it's always during the show.
That's it. I've definitely got a thing where I sit down at the computer, I've got a drink in one hand, and just a smoke going on, and half the time I'm not even smoking it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just that kind of natural position. That has to be there. The monitor has to be like that.
Yeah.
And cock in one drink hand. There, smoke there, and cock in one hand, mouse in the other. As we've said many times.
But just to let you know that the website will be being upgraded tomorrow, updated tomorrow, should I say? So some of the stuff that was on the basic notepad version will be transferred over and made leet. Hopefully most of the quotes and other stuff like that. And also member profiles will also be updated. So like me, you, Scobe, and maybe even Kissick. Just, you know, a little bit about ourselves. Maybe, I don't know what he's going to do with that. I might have to ask him again.
Cool.
So yeah, that should be good. Just to give people a little bit of information. Maybe a picture of us as well. I don't know.
I'm just going to put up a picture of some weirdo.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture of some tramp off the street over here and upload it.
Give him a keyboard.
We'll probably be better looking.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you wouldn't be alright with your picture up on the website?
I'm trying to keep normal life and...
Yeah.
This life kind of separate,
sure. That's why when I did have that picture, I was wearing a Vader mask, so I might just have that as my profile picture, just me with a Vader mask. And if you do see me wearing that t-shirt, then I think I'm the only I'm the only person with a WOG t-shirt in London.
Which is a WOG t-shirt?
Yeah, you know that t-shirt I was wearing, the bright orange one?
Yeah,
the WOG Mecha thing on it.
I don't think I read it, but
yeah,
I remember it was bright.
Yeah, Google WOG Mecha. Or Google WOG or something like that. You'll find out what it is.
Isn't that rather a racist term?
You'll find
it
out.
It used to be when I was a lad.
You'll find out what it. Well, yeah, it is also a racial slur, but it's also a whole movement of people as well. I don't mean like exile, but I mean like the way of thinking, the way of changing your own personality and stuff like that, and being a WOG, being like, I don't know how to describe it, being like Sean Kennedy, basically.
Weird. I've got from Google something from Australia.
Yeah.
WOG.com.au. I think it's a show over there. Right. Something like that. Well, and
when you're younger, what did it mean?
It's basically anyone of an Asian, Indian kind of background.
Right.
And that's what people called them. Oh, WOG and stuff like that, you know. And it was very prevalent back in when I was growing up.
Oh, right. You know.
It wasn't very nice, Google, but people did use it a lot, and Google, you know, it wasn't right or anything.
Google WOG Mecha. W-O-G space M-E-C-H-A. And you're the first link you'll get, you'll have to click on the cache, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. The second one's Sean Kennedy.
Yeah,
Kennedy.
It says
I think the first one is as well.
Yeah, it says WOG Mecha Orange.
Oh, yeah.
You see,
now I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
But what it is somebody actually made that robot because of the t-shirt, and it's like, it's like cat sex, basically, if you know what I mean. It's one of these things that go back a long way, and somebody said it, sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I actually had cat sex because of the cat sex t-shirt. So, I know how influenced people can get by t-shirts, yeah. By the way,
I did also order a t-shirt that says, the internet is a fad, but it hasn't arrived yet. I might just send them an email or reorder it or something like that.
Did you order it online?
Yeah.
Well, that's because the internet's a fad, and you know it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah,
they turned it off.
Yeah, they turned the internet off. Yeah,
they pulled the plug.
Yeah.
Internet, so last year.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
And Hacker Voice Radio News. We've just got reports in that they've turned the internet off. So if you are planning to download any more porn, please use alternative methods.
God, don't scare me.
Yeah, the internet is turned. That would be pretty funny. I couldn't see that happening, though.
I don't even want to think about my porn bills if I had to go back to conventional methods.
Yeah.
I've probably got enough of an archive to be able to wank myself to death. Yeah. For the next 50-odd years. Yeah. But, you know. Oh, yeah, Planet Lives back on the show. We're talking about wanking and cocks and cat sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
You playing tunes back there?
I am, yeah.
Any good?
Guess which one I'm playing. Whoop.
Is it the USB funk tune?
Yeah. I'm going to remix it. It's this
Don't
one.
Don't say that on air. Someone will beat you to it and make a fucking fortune. To take us over the road.
Bum, bum, bum. Let me the train. Yeah.
Soul brother number one. Mr. Please, please, please. The godfather of soul, Mr. James Byrne. Deadlifter.
Good. Spent about 20 minutes going,
I was listening to that the other night. And, yeah. Oh dear.
Pissing myself.
I don't know if it's funny for anyone else, but it was for me and you. Two idiots randomly going, and diddle-a-da. At least you were in time. You had the song playing right there.
Yeah, I know. You were like,
I just had to randomize it.
Seconds late.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm white. I've got no timing or rhythm anyway, so.
No sense of direction either.
No, yeah. Especially not when pissed.
No.
Actually, okay, that's, well, it's something they asked me when I came into the States, because we've got this new thing where you have to give up your fingerprints, give up your
picture. That's right, yeah.
And you basically treat it like a criminal because you want to enter the country.
That's why I'm never going to, I'm never ever going to the States because of that reason.
Yeah, I don't agree with it, but what can you do when you're there at customs? You can't really kick up a fuss and say, no, you can't take my picture, you can't take my fingerprints. They're either going to say, right, come with us for a special interview about why you're so paranoid, or they're going to say, well, fine, fuck you, you can't come in.
Yeah,
go back. You can wait here 2 weeks for your plane. So I wasn't happy about it, but I went along with it. Didn't give them any shit or anything. Everyone in front of me at the queue took about 20 minutes apiece, and it took bloody ages to get through the queue. I mean, you imagine a plane load of people. They all get off. Yeah. They all get in the queue. And then it takes 20 minutes to process each person.
Yeah.
You've got about four customs guys processing them. There's a shitload of people to get through.
Yeah.
I was right at the back of the queue.
Yeah.
I was like the last one through. The guy, I went up there, gave him all my documents and stuff, gave him the immigration card, and he just asked me a couple questions, said, what are you here for, business or pleasure? Pleasure. pleasure, cool. Why? You were asking, sugar cakes?
you should have done that.
What?
He's like, oh, are you asking sugar cakes?
I'd be in jail right now.
Probably.
Being bummed.
By him.
Yeah, probably. Score! you know, where you're staying, where you're from, this, that, and the other. Two or three basic questions. Then he just goes, right, place your left index finger on the scanner.
Yeah.
It's a little biometric scanner that you might use for ID, password purposes, where you work, maybe. Left index finger, right, okay. Right index finger. He wasn't happy about the right index finger.
Ooh.
I didn't jam it down hard enough or something like that. So I put my finger on it, and he's messing about with the computer, and then he slams his hand on top of my finger, right down on this bloody biometric scanner, like really, really hard.
Fuck.
I thought he was going to go through the glass. And I was just looking at him going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he just takes his hand off. No, that's fine. We got one there.
Yeah.
And you know, I've got a slight touch of the Ozzy Osbournes.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, because I used to drink way too much. So I've always got this slight tremor to my hands, a little bit of the permanent DTs.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm standing there holding my passport, and my hand's just shaking.
Yeah.
And I think, oh god, that must look so bad to a customs officer.
Does my
bum
look big in this sort of thing?
Yeah. He must think I'm like really nervous or something, you know. And so went through all the fingerprints, look into the webcam, click, okay.
Yeah. Did you do a little smile?
No, I just looked into it and went like, ooh.
Here's my identity, then, there you go. I belong to you now, I'm your bitch.
Take my life. I didn't want it anyway.
You should have done a little bitch, like, oh yeah, baby. Mm. Yeah, the camera loves you, baby.
Porno smile.
Yeah, the camera loves you. Oh yeah, do it for me. Oh, make love to it.
A point and a wink. Hey, buddy. Anyway, so he gets all this documentation back. He bundles it all up into the passport. He goes to hand it back to me, and he says, are you a musician?
Yeah.
And that totally threw me. I just went, what?
Yeah.
I thought, what? Are musicians not allowed in the US anymore? Is this a trick question?
Yeah.
Were those guys involved in the September the 11th thing musicians? What's going on? What do you mean?
Yeah.
And I just stood there for a minute, just dumbfounded, and went, what?
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, do you mean the calluses on my fingers?
Yeah.
And he didn't blink, he didn't nod, he didn't shake his head, he didn't do anything.
Mm.
So I just asked him a question, he's there with a totally stonewalled kind of face. I just went, yeah, well, I tried played guitar for about 2 years, you know, but I'm shit at it.
Yeah.
So every now and then I played a bit, and yeah, that's fucked up the ends of my fingers a bit, I guess.
Mm.
Is that what you mean? He just went, yeah, enjoy your stay. Like, what?
That's weird.
So yeah, that was the weirdest part of the entire thing, and I thought having the fingerprints done would be weirder.
Yeah.
But apart from him trying to push my finger through the biometric scanner, you know, then that's the weirdest
thing. I bet he was actually taking a little bit of your blood there, like a little.
I think he just wanted to hold my hand.
Probably. I think the next question was, "What are you doing after?"
So where are you staying? Is that a normal question? No, I was just interested.
Seeing as we've got all your information.
Oh, Christ, yeah. They probably put an RFID tag on me or some shit like that, so... I hope it doesn't knock on the door in a minute.
Did they pat you on the back as you left?
Welcome to America, buddy.
Yeah.
Now we know where you're going.
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't fucking surprise me.
Mm. Yeah. Funny if you come back and they're like, oh, you have to wear this now around your wrist.
What's that?
Like a little fucking GPS tracker thingy.
I tell you, that's the way it's going, man.
Yeah.
If they can't tag us with their bloody ID cards and the license plates, they'll bring in something that you haven't got an option to not carry around.
Yeah.
Double negative there, I know. But, you know, it's something permanent like a bloody key fob or wristband.
Yeah.
And then I reckon that's about 10 years away.
One of those chain things that, you know, from what was the film? Oh fuck. BR.
That's what I was gonna say.
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale, yeah.
Yeah, with those things around your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, as soon as they bring in something permanent, then it'll go one stage further. In that it's something you can't remove, and I was going to say the running man, where they put those collars around the neck, and if you try and escape the prison, your head blows up.
Yeah.
I think it's the running man. But they had the same thing in Battle Royale, you're right. So every 24 hours, someone has to die. And if you don't fight, you'll die.
Yeah, if you aren't in this area by 25 minutes, you will blow up.
These are the safe zones. That is an awesome film, by the way. If anyone listening hasn't seen it, go check it out. Don't bother about the sequel. Don't worry about that. Just go check out Battle Royale. It is one of the finest films ever made.
Although, the number two is also good as well.
It's good. It's not quite on the same level as the original.
Mm.
It's good if you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. You've got to watch the first one first. And then
Yeah.
I've actually got both of them, so yeah.
I did have the second one, but I lent it to a girl I was seeing, and then kind of broke up, and that wiped out quite a few of my DVDs, actually. I lent her a load of stuff, and never got it back.
I have a load of her stuff.
Sorry?
I'll burn you a copy.
Yeah, I saw it once. Once was enough for the sequel.
Yeah.
But the original, that's awesome.
Actually, somebody sent me... something, I don't know what it is, because I got this thing through the post, like, you know, when the postman doesn't catch you and he leaves a little note for you. But on there it says the sender didn't pay full postage and the payment due is £1.21. Which is strange, because I have to pay for this, but I don't know what it is or who sent it to me.
What it might be is the post office introduced this thing a while ago, not too long ago, maybe just about a year. Now, if somebody sends you something to the post and they don't pay enough postage, then the post office check it. You know, if they were supposed to pay 60p and they only paid 50, then the post office check it, they weigh it all, and if the original postage wasn't enough, they keep it.
Right,
and then they give you one of these come and collect it things. And you have to pay £1.20 right. to make up the excess and pay the fact that they've had to weigh it and figure out that it was wrong and put a little card through your door.
The thing is, I actually have to pay an extra £1 because the actual cost is 21 pence of the overdue on the postage. And because of the card and the handling fees and everything, I have to pay £1.
It could just be junk mail.
I hope not. Cause I'm not.
If it's heavy junk mail.
If it is, I'm not accepting it. I'll just say, fuck it, you can have it.
Well, we've had this at work. We've had people send us invoices requesting for us to pay them for the services we've had and have not done enough postage. We've had to go and pay extra for the privilege of receiving a bill. And they don't tell you what it is. Right. They don't show it to you, or at least they didn't to us when we went down there. And this is starting to happen more and more.
Yeah.
Especially when the postage charges change as well.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it goes from, oh Christ, whatever it is now, to an extra 2p. And loads of people get caught out. And then the post office starts making £1.20 on every single bloody
post.
Package or envelope, every item of post, that wasn't paid for correctly.
They're actually introducing,
it's a big scam.
They're actually introducing a parcel size payment scheme. So depending on the size of the actual item you're sending, so if it's an envelope or an A4 size or something like that, no, compared to the weight as well. So the weight could be like 1 gram, but it could be about, I don't know, fucking an A4 size envelope. You have to pay extra for that. And it could weigh the size of fucking, I don't know, a feather, if you know what I mean. It could just be a sheet of paper inside an envelope. Yeah.
That's daft, man. I think that's how they do it over here. You have kind of prepaid boxes.
Yeah.
Or kind of prepaid cardboard envelopes. And if your stuff can fit in there, then you pay a certain rate. I don't actually honestly know. But that is stupid.
Mm.
It should just be based on weight, if you ask me. Yeah, it's worked so far. And I do believe the post office is still running okay.
Yeah.
So they're just bringing it in for extra.
It's just like, I mean, if it weighs that much, that's how much you have to pay. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can pack it into, if you were, if you had a parcel that weighed, if you were transferring, let's say, a battery to someone that's kind of heavy, a laptop battery, you'll have to pay that much and that's it, basically. And it could be the size of, I don't know, a picture, like a A4 size picture that weighs less than a gram, and you have to pay the same charge you have to pay somebody shipping a battery to someone. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's messed up. If they are taking the weight in as a factor as well, then it might work out all right. But I don't know. What's wrong with just weighing stuff?
Exactly, yeah.
Because
you can't really take the piss with it. I mean, if it weighs that much, it weighs that much, and it's not going to weigh any less or more during. I mean, unless it's like leaking. Fuck knows. it just like gains weight. during the shipping, it's like the mass increases by every day. I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're posting that does that, but I don't want one.
The only thing I can ever think of that changes weight would be nuclear mass.
Yeah.
Because
I don't want any. Take me off the mailing list.
Yeah. I don't want my next shipment of depleted uranium. Thank you very much. So, you got anything more in plan for the next few days? Any hacking-related things or anything like that?
No, absolutely nothing, really. All I'm up to these days is just kind of wandering around New York and trying to get a feel for the place and spot a few things that people will ask me about when I get home.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, because there's going to be a great long list of things that people want to know about. Have you seen this? Have you seen that? Did you go there?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's my holiday. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
I went there and I got drunk for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
you know, it's none of your business.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Mm.
But I feel like I should go and see some of the sites and have a few stories to tell and stuff like that when I go back.
Yeah.
So nothing definite planned. It's mainly wandering around and trying to just see where it takes me.
Okay.
So.
Well, just to announce something probably to you and to everyone else who's listening to this, on Monday and Tuesday, we've got an extra fun-packed show where we've got the report from SCOBY about the Windows Vista.
Cool.
And then some network security information also on Tuesday's show. So it should be good.
So that's some damn cool stuff, man.
Yep.
Content.
Yeah, for the first time in 6 months.
What the hell is content?
Yeah, content? Is this some new...
Me no understand.
And I did actually announce on last night's show some things that we're planning to do, a few projects. Sorry, a few hacking... Oh, fuck, I'm burping. A few hacking-related projects.
Yeah.
Where we will pick a target and basically plan and set ourselves an objective to complete. And this could be rated in time completion and ownage level sort of thing. Physical things, not just like, oh, I've faced this website or something too stupid like that. But actually like going into a building, gaining physical access to it, owning something and then getting out of there without being arrested sort of thing.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Rather you than me.
So this is something we're going to be doing over the next few months. And I don't know if there's going to be like a special thing if it all goes well, and probably just like a round of beers or something like that, probably. Yeah.
Weird.
Why
brave, say? I'll give you that.
It's all in the name of fun, you know. It's, what else would we do apart from talk about computers and stuff? And, you know, let's just go ahead and do some hacking, you know.
Yeah, I know it's all in the name of fun for us lot, but, you know, other people might not see it that way if they're on the receiving end of it.
Yeah, yeah. No. I mean, the objective could be something really, like, no harm intended sort of thing. Like, put a sticky up on a server monitor saying you just got owned or something like that, you know, something really stupid. And basically make it in there, do it, and get out of there alive. And collect as much information as you can while in the process of doing it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
I'll see you when you get out of prison.
Yeah, I'll be saving up for bail.
I'll bring you some smokes.
Thanks. And a birthday cake with a key inside.
Yeah.
Oh, just a laptop. Just give me a laptop. Laptop with a Wi-Fi card. Your way out. Yeah, laptop with a Wi-Fi card. Somebody actually said to me, they said, if we locked you up in a room with a computer with no internet connection, said you'd be able to fucking hack your way out of there. I'm like, oh, thanks very much.
Blimey.
Not that I think that would be possible, but maybe.
Well, it's nice to know people think that anyway.
Yeah. And just for fun, I might play the 50p Redbox tune live on air. There we go. Did you hear that?
Yeah. What's that all about?
So anyone who wants to get free... free... blah, blah, blah... We've just lost planet. Let's call him back. And try again. Oh, looks like he's busy. My attempt to play the 50p tone didn't quite go too well. So, trying again.
Dexter LT. today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Mr.
Hello?
Fishmore.
Hola.
The problem is way out of hand.
I think I dropped out there.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Decided to expel Dexter from the entire public Never mind.
Hello.
Fuck it.
How's the voice quality, by the way? Can you hear me all right?
It's not too bad. It's a bit jittery at times, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's cool. I expected it to be absolute shit.
Yeah, got about 33% packet loss. Sorry, not 33%, 0.33% packet loss.
Oh, I can live with that.
Yeah. And it's
I say that, it'll probably sound fucking terrible now.
Yeah. And the round trip's taking on average 140 milliseconds, which is pretty impressive for, where, you know... For
yeah,
you
so far away.
Yeah, and also there are four relays between to get to you.
Yeah.
So it's quite good. It gives you all this information on what's happening.
That's cool.
Mm. So, yeah, you're not interested in joining that little project?
I'm not interested in going to jail.
No. No, we don't. I don't think we'll push it as far as actually being going to jail. But then again, you can always...
People in our mindset do have kind of a bad rap already.
Mm.
So, just the term hacker itself is enough to get the cuff slapped on you,
sure.
Basically.
Set alarms off.
I think... Yeah, set alarms off in people's heads and like, oh, they're up to no good. And they were messing around with this computer network and they call themselves hackers. Therefore, they must be, stealing credit card numbers and trying to root the fucking network and shit like that.
Mm.
And it's like, we just put in a pop-up message that says, you are gay, or something like that.
Exactly.
But, it wouldn't really be seen that way. So I'm just going to take a step back. Anything too dodgy. It's not dodgy at all, but it's anything that I don't think we have full written permission for.
Sure.
Talking about live on air might be a bit ropey.
Yeah.
Might bite us in the ass. So.
It might do, yeah, but then again, it's kind of worth taking the risk, because what else would you kind of do, if you know what I mean?
Well, we can keep talking about cocks.
Yeah, probably.
I'll just stick to what I know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, it definitely sounds interesting. I'm looking forward to tuning in, just not getting spanked over it.
Sure. I think it would be good if we can get you and... Ionix and Scobie and me together in one big, great, big show when you're back.
Yeah, cool, man.
I think that'll be very interesting, and hopefully it'll all go well with Skype related.
Well, it's open.
Yeah.
Skype's a bit dodgy sometimes, we've seen. Mm. Especially on the three-ways.
Yeah.
The three-way conversations. I don't know if we've had a decent one yet.
Yeah.
You say the last one last night went okay, but there's a few dropouts and glitches and stuff like that. But well, it is free, so
yeah. I mean, the thing is, the previous episodes with the earlier version of Skype, it was going okay, but then when I upgraded, we just started having all these kind of problems, and I don't know. I guess it's just the case of turning it on, making sure it works, starting recording and not touching the computer at all, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I was playing was the 50p Redbox tune. So if people wanted to utilize that, they could.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I need to take off the rest of the tunes off my computer and try them out. but I haven't had much success because it looks like every time I play the tune, the microphone turns off on the payphone. It's like it's a built-in feature or something like that to stop it. I don't know. I have to investigate some more. Probably talk to Scobie a bit more about it as well.
Cool. Yeah, it's not something I know anything about, really, just beyond the basics. But, yeah, investigate. Sure. Find out what's going on, man.
Definitely. Whoa. Oh, man. I was just fucking around with this thing that's going a bit weird. It's gone now. We're into 50 minutes of the show.
Uh-oh.
So... yeah. I will have to do a bit more work to get all this so that we've got nice quality stress-free shows. But it's...
That'll be the day.
Yeah, but all in good time.
Yeah.
Cool. So, what are you planning for tonight?
Not very much, really. I think, you see, I'm torn between two things. I've got a really cool hotel room here, which isn't the it isn't the kind of thing I'm going to see anytime soon on the rest of the trip. So I'm tempted just to stay here and jump on the bed and play with the TV and, you know, use the cable modem and shit like that. Or I could just go out and get pissed. So I think I'll just go out and get pissed. Talk to some strangers and meet interesting people and, you know, shit like that. Yeah, see what's going on.
Have you met up with any hackers or anything like that? Or
no, not so far. I've talked to a few people about kind of the privacy issues we're having back in the UK, and they are very, very shocked by it.
Right.
It does come as real news to them.
Yeah.
And I keep saying to them, well... you know, you got to look at these little stories when they come out because they'll, you know, this is the very seed of them. And then they'll grow into something and then they'll become something bigger. And then before you really hear about it, unless you go looking for these stories, it'll be part of everyday life. And that's the law and you're fucked.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do anything about it. The time to have your say has come and gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've told people about the license plates over in the UK with the RFID tags.
Sure.
Now that's become the pilot scheme. Mm. And the US are really interested. And if it takes on in at home, then it will take on over here.
Mm.
And it's just total news to them.
Yeah.
They're going, what? They can't do that? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's...
And then, you know, that's me for another hour just going, oh, they're putting the RFID in this, they're putting it in this.
Did you pimp out the site, though?
Not yet, because I haven't really met any people to be kind of interested in the more technical aspect of it, which I suppose we don't really have when I'm on the show, because I just go... paranoia and you can't do this bloody government and stuff like that.
But no, you're free to for your opinion, you know, that's everybody else has different views on things, so
One thing I do plan on doing is hitting the 2600 meeting, like I say, here in New York City.
Cool.
And mad thanks to Scobie who sent me the location of that.
Right.
So I should be using that to try and find it. It is the day before I fly out, but I think I can do it. And what I'll be doing is print up a few business cards if I can find a decent place around here, with just the title of the show and the web address and stuff like that. And then just dishing those out and hopefully talk to a few people and see what's going on.
That'll be fan-fucking-tastic. Cool.
Hell yeah.
So what would you suggest as closing music?
I don't know. What do you got there? Any ideas?
Let's see. Marilyn Manson, Get Your Gun. A bit of Fugees, a bit of this and that. I don't know.
Don't know.
I am stuck for ideas. What would you say would be good?
I've no idea. Oh, I should really think of a tune that's big over here, and, you know, that'd be something that's vaguely relevant, but I don't bloody know. So yeah. I'm going to put my tick in the box of anything.
Anything, okay.
Yes, I have no ideas, I'm afraid.
Any of the above. Okay, well, something that's just caught my eyes is Boogie Pimps, Somebody to Love. So it's Good Night from Belial.
And good night from Planet Lave.
Yeah.
And, or good afternoon from New York.
And we'll be talking about, well, we talk to each other after this. If you're sticking around.
It's the after party.
Yeah. Cool. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
A whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers. Also a quart of tequila, quart of rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen animals. But once you get locked into a serious drug collection, not that we need it at all for the trip, the tendency is to push it as far as you can. Case of beer, pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen animals.